You're of the Shaft Rolling on the Floor Laughing episode number 1. Today is the 9th of June 2020, and I'm your host, Michelle. Thanks for joining us. Let's get to it with today's topic, You're of the Shaft. If you enjoy our content, please support our sponsors. The PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world? But lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard. The Phantom Gate 1 shows the rotor shafts of a two-wheel helicopter with the input shaft 0 and the output shaft of the same shaft. The inputs to shaft 0 are coupled to the rotors of shaft 1, which are extended horizontally and laterally. The torque developed by the helicopter power plant is transmitted to the tail rotor blades, which are mounted on the hub 12 for pitch change, through a beveled gearbox. The force thus transferred is used to change the pitch and angle of the tail rotor blade to produce enough torque to counteract the yaw of a helicopter and turn it around the vertical yaw axis. My current invention relates to this, but it relates in particular to external mounting on a shaft used to transmit power to the tail rotors. Conventional helicopter tail rotor designs work with a pitch control device to counteract the torque generated by the main rotor. Until now, such separation controls typically comprise an axially movable control rod supported by a bearing, counter-rotating rotors on a laterally lengthened tail, the rotor shaft that transfers control forces to division links attached to the rotor blades of the tail. This control mechanism requires a joint at the end of the drive shaft, which is connected to the shaft by a hinge whose axis is perpendicular to its axis. The blade hub is connected to a variable hinge, the control turbine. As the degree of freedom of the hinge has torsional stiffness O, it drastically reduces the rotating load on the turbine. Thus, the yaw moment required to actuate the necessary yaw speed and the associated acceleration is limited. The revealed system reduces the torque required to rotate the axis of the shaft at an even higher yaw speed, which also results in a lighter load that loads the entire turbine system for yaw maneuvers. This rocking behavior of the rotor is due to the fact that when the two blades are in their vertical position, the rocking angle is small, while when it is horizontal, it reaches a maximum value in the azimuth angle, or when both blades are horizontal. The speed of the shaft and the angle between the blades result in a further reduction of greed and torque. The rotor running in this direction characterizes the turbine and can be viewed from the top of the tower. The yaw actuation system is embedded by changing the direction of the rotor axis as shown above by applying the yaw torque to the bottom plate rotor shaft below and below the towers while the motor is yawned. In general, upwind rotors are designed to drive CW when they come from the wind direction, and to run in the same direction as the CW. To achieve smooth rotation, wind turbines with pitch and yaw assemblies use rotary bearings. These provide an outstanding instantaneous, up to, radial load capacity, and because the blades are continuously adapted to the operating conditions, the load due to the slope, greed of the bearings is handled in such a way that the position of the nacelle of each wind turbine corresponds to the wind direction. Figure 1 shows the position of the nacelle of a wind turbine with angular and yaw assemblies with roller bearings. As shown in Figure 1, the rotor is the area of the turbine consisting of a hub and blades, and the purpose of this hub is to connect blade servos that adjust the blade direction to the low-speed shaft. A change in the angle between the direction of rotation and the speed of the rotor blades results in increased aerodynamic force on the rotor blades. The angle between the direction of rotation and the speed of the shaft changes with the angle of the rotor blades, which in turn increases the aerodynamic force on the rotor blades. The same control system keeps the yaw angle at zero, directly aligned with the wind to maximize energy production. The wind produces a value of some negative aerodynamic torque, which can be increased to 90 degrees, bringing the rotor to a standstill. However, values above 60 degrees can reach a point of instability that can lead to instability in the rotors and a loss of engine power. As a result, the rotors rotate at the same speed as the wind, at speeds of up to 100 km per hour and at an angle of 90 degrees. The yaw mechanism contains an electric motor that rotates the rotors of the nacelle against the wind. This component operates an electronic control system that uses a wind vane to detect the direction of the wind, in the direction illustrated by the double-headed arrow A, the pitch drive mechanism described above. Propels pitch member 22 on pitch axis 110 A. The yaw drive mechanisms, which are yet to be described, are used to drive the yoke shaft 25, which carries the assembly, swiveling onto the yaw axis 12. They also observe that the roller shaft 26 is driven on the roller axis 114B, and the roller drive mechanism of the nacelle, which is not yet described, serves to drive the yaw shaft 26 on the yaw axis 12 and on the roller axis 115C. This is all for today, friends. My name is Michelle and this was episode 1 of Yaw of the Shaft Rolling on the Floor Laughing. See ya next time. The PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world? But lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard.